Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
The drum.
November 19th, 2022. Can't believe I've been around this long. Looks like this week is Turkey Day coming up. I ain't going to call it Thanksgiving because we all know the deal with that, you know. And I don't even want to get off into that because most older people, and I'm starting to consider myself older people, never looked at it as some special day, you know. We just look at it as Turkey Day. Just like 4th of July, we don't look at that as American, whatever you call it, day, you know. We just look at it as Hamburger and Frankfurter Day, you know, fireworks. And, you know, we don't get off into all that, all the stuff that other people get into, Americans, you know. We have, like, this is Turkey Day, and I forget, Halloween, you know, that's Free Candy Day, you know. We don't look at these in some kind of special way, you know. And that's pretty damn good, you know. We got our own ways of dealing with our world we live in, you know. And that's really important, you know, that we, you know, we have our own life, our own world, our own system of belief, you know. And we don't, I mean, of course, there's some Indians that got really pushed off into that Christianity bit, and they ended up getting off in the deep end with all this holidays and stuff, you know. Like the other day, they had Veterans Day. Shit, didn't give a shit about that, you know. Well, excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying is, we're not into all this stuff normally, but we have our people that are kind of they're kind of lost in the American thing. I was listening to, there's another AIM radio show, Orange County AIM, I guess it is, and I was listening to it, you know, because I kind of encourage other people to do radio shows, and I encourage them, you know, because we need more of it. So I like it when other people get up and do radio shows. And I just hope, if you're going to do this, that, you know, that you do it for a while, like this show here. I mean, I don't know how long it's been going, lost track, but I tell you what, it's over 10 years, you know. You know, very long time, this radio show. So, people want to do stuff, and it don't never last because everybody thinks that it's easy and stuff. Yeah, it is easy. And then they do it because they're on a head trip. They want to be a journalist or a DJ or some kind of celebrity. They want to turn themselves into some kind of celebrity status. And, you know, anyway, we're not like that. But with that being said, let me introduce a celebrity that comes on all over, and he'll take over from here. Tanshi, celebrity star.
Yeah.
We got our own celebrity here. We got Vember, and it's still.
Yeah.
And you gotta be nicer. It's gonna be November, you know.
Yeah, there you go. We're almost there.
But yeah. So Tanshi, I'll let you take over. Yeah. You know.
Oh, you know, it's always proper for Lakotas to start with the prayer. I'm going to say a prayer and for all good things. And so with that, we'll get started. I'm going to say a prayer and we'll go on from there. Na tu ktekte tunkashla mitaki iot ye ki avsete lena na kut tunkashla ya augnaki khunsete na va kanjalak va kanaki lena tunkashla iot anken bichozan yo je agli che vo ki avsete ki va chinchat nu kom ki apie tunkash teun chashan ya iot yunka tunkashla vo chozan ichu nichu da pun ko tunkashla kushin ki la po lehtai ya hoye chichilo hao mitaki as
mitaki as
Oh, mitake oyasin. Bila wo bila tanka. And this is what I appreciate about the way we do the show. We're, you know, like I said, we're not all professional and when I see other radio shows or other indigenous people trying to do a radio show, they automatically jump into the Washichu lane and start trying to sound like a DJ. Well, the time is 10 o'clock, you know, it's blah, 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 the weather is this and that, do, 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 and, you know, they get off into that, you know, they get off into that, trying to sound like a white man. We don't do that here, look at, and I, you know, I encourage other indigenous to do radio shows, but I hope they try to keep it indigenous. You know, I listened to some of the show, and I mean, it's interesting, but the way they refer to America, like we're Americans. We're not Americans. We're not Americans at all. So some of these people out there, even in AIM, American Indian Movement, it's not like the original American Indian Movement. The original American Indian Movement, these guys were, you know, you look at Dennis Banks, Russell Means, and all them guys, Crow Dog. These guys were not Americans. They were against the injustice of the American. And this is way back 1967, 1968, and it went on from there. And I see even people saying, yeah, AIM is the grassroots from Minnesota. People started AIM. That isn't true. You know, the American Indian Movement started in Porcupine, South Dakota. It didn't have the name American Indian Movement yet, but the group that started the American Indian Movement came out of Porcupine, South Dakota. Well, Dennis Banks was one of them, but the rest were Lakota. And when they had the issue in Minneapolis, cops killing Indians, beating up Indians, busting Indians, all the racism against Indians, they were having trouble, you know. And at that time, Indians were scared to be known as Indians. Indians yeah. weren't even claiming Indian. They were claiming Mexican or whatever. Yeah. If they were light complected, they was just claiming white. You know? People were ashamed. But our people showed up in Minneapolis with a drum, you know, with braids, long hair. And they showed up over there, and they brought pride to the Indian community over there in Minnesota. And that's a big city, because you look at Pine Ridge, Rez, you know, and all these, like even here where I live, Rosebud, and, you know, we're little Indian communities, you know. We're not city people, you know. So those city people lost their pride. They lost their pride. There was no grassroots You call that grassroots, being city people? They lost their pride. Our people went over there with the drum, and they went over there with other people from different parts of the country, because Russell Means, Dennis Banks, and them, you know, Lakotas like travel. You know, we're all over the place all the time. I mean, you would believe where I did this radio show. I did this radio show in the most unbelievable situations. I mean, even in battle zones, you know, but everybody thought I was here. You know, I was across the ocean. I was, you know, in battle territory and et cetera, you know, doing this radio show. I didn't say, oh, I'm over here and bragging about where I'm at. I don't ever do that. You never know where I'm doing the show from. I was in Frankfurt, Germany, doing a radio show one time, and that guy over there, he listens all the time. Right now, he's tuned in. Call him a Stinchula rabbit, you know. Anyway, he said, oh, he was like praising me like God. I said, man, you don't need to do that. He said, I just can't believe you're doing the AIM radio show in my flat. You know, he was all, you know, all proud of that, you know. I mean, way over there, you know. But, of course, I didn't tell nobody, the audience out there in Frankfurt. I didn't tell them when I was in another big European cities or countries or wherever I was at. Never did that. And I always kept it traditional, like right now. And I encourage other people to do these radio shows, but I plead to them. And I will say it again. I plead to them. Don't act like an American if you're an Indian. If you're doing a radio show or TV show or anything you do, podcast, and you're representing indigenous people, act it. Don't put on your best American outfit and come out your best American lingo and start doing a radio show. You know, please don't do that. And, you know, that's why we have been doing this for lots of years now. Every Saturday we're here. Of course, we got criticized because Vember does Lakota prayer. Or they said some, you know, I got into it with these, you know, Minneapolis guys of all people, where they say AIM was founded, you know. I got into it with them because they said we're disrespecting the rest of the Indian community because we're talking Lakota on the show. We're using Lakota, and the people don't understand it. We're talking lots of English here, you know. We pray in Lakota. We use Lakota words, and sometimes we'll cut off in Lakota language and talk and joke, you know. And they should appreciate that. You want to hear an indigenous radio show right here. This is it. And from what I see, it's the only one like it. And I wish other people would do it. I'm not saying go on and talk Lakota and all that. All these tribes, they lost their languages and lost their way. I understand that. But I've also had people on here, women, and I encourage them to talk their language. They talk Diné, and most Indian women from different tribes, at least they still know their language. And they came on here and talked their language. I didn't understand what they were saying, but I was so proud that we have this to offer the indigenous society. And this is really important. If you're going to represent indigenous people, then be indigenous. So that American act out the window, you know. I only wear a tie when I have sex so I can have class.
Me myself, I'm moving to a bow tie.
Yeah, Tosh, she wears a bow tie. You know,
yeah, Larry didn't promote me to a real tie yet.
Yeah, Larry got a big old bolo tie, man. You know.
He's available in the pack, so he could wear anything that game.
Yeah. He been known to choke somebody by accident with that big tie.
Hey, you know, country, these guys at these radio stations, if you ever listen to some, like you were saying, they all want to be this, the next Walter Cronkite or one of these big, you know, the way they talk. You know, that's not indigenous. That's not Lakota at all. You know, we Lakotas, every tribe here in America, you know, they got to think. It wasn't too long ago that they were throwing our babies in the air and stabbing them with their bayonets. And yet they want to act like
200 years ago.
Yeah, that's, you know, hasn't been that long. You know, and it hasn't. In 73, look what they did to Raymond Yellow Thunder. Stripped him, had him dance. This is you're talking about a Lakota man, Native American man, in front of a bunch of Washitos in the Moose Lodge. Then afterwards, killing and throwing him in the car. Throwing away like garbage, like a dumpster. You know, that's how we've been treated. And these guys want to mock these people that have these radio shows and what, you know. To me, people like that, it's all about the money. They're not serious about representing. They got to get the truth out there. No. The truth is, we're still in that predicament. We're still, look at Indian Child Welfare Act. Look what's happening to that now, you know. Still, it's up in the air, you know. And the way they've been treated, America is doing this to us.
America was founded only 246 years ago. That's like barely two grandpas ago.
Yep.
Two and a half grandpas ago. Say three grandpas ago. Three grandpas ago, there was no America here.
Three grandpas ago,
there wasn't a drunk Indian here. Three grandpas ago, there was no battle songs and all this war stuff. You know, that was the first thing from indigenous people's minds. When Columbus and them showed up 500 years ago was the one brought all this. But 246 years ago is when these Americans, this invasive species, changed the name to everything, the ground we walk on and everything. But it don't matter. You go underneath that cement, you go underneath those buildings in New York and San Francisco, wherever you go, go down 10 feet, and that's still Indian land.
Yeah.
It's still Unshimaka. It don't belong to them. They made this up. It's all a fake. If you're going to do something in an indigenous way, you have to know that in your brain. Understand that. Otherwise, you're just another white boy doing a radio show. You're just another white boy doing a TV show. We want to hear Indian voices. We want to hear Indian logic, indigenous ways and lifestyles. You know, I mean, yeah, you want to talk about homelessness, right? They're talking about homelessness, and maybe that's a good subject. But understand, if these people were in their own homeland, they wouldn't be homeless. Indian ain't homeless. He's only homeless until he goes back home. He can come home anytime he wants. But these white boys and these black people filling these streets and in these homeless cities and all that, all over, homeless tent city or whatever you call them all over, that's because this ain't their country. If you're a Russian and you live in Russia, you ain't homeless. If you're in Germany and you're living in Germany, you ain't homeless if you're German. If you're African and you live in Africa, you ain't homeless. That's your own land. You're homeless because you're out of your home. So an Indian going to talk about this on a radio show needs to explain that. Explain why they're homeless. They're homeless because they're not in their own country. And that's how you find out who you are, is when you lose all your money and the American quit supporting you and you have no home and you're out in the streets because you're homeless, because you're not in your own homeland. The minute the American turns his back on its own kind, they become homeless. And that's wicked. The Americans have the biggest, highest homeless society in the world. Every city's got a skid row or whatever you call it. But talk about why there's homeless. This homeless man, this European man, you know, like they call us Native Americans, or they call black Afro-Americans. But they don't call themselves nothing. They just call themselves American. Well, that ain't the case. They're German-American, or they're Norwegian-Americans, you know, Italian-Americans, you know, whatever. They're not Americans at all. Americans, something they made up. So it's kind of, if you're going to have a radio show, I encourage it. I see this promo of this. It had an Abe logo and all that.
Yeah,
I like to see that. So when you tune into that, you expect to hear some Indians talking, an Indian radio show. But when you tune in, the guy could say, yeah, well, I'm this tribe or that tribe. He can say whatever he wants, you know. But are you representing the indigenous nations? That's the thing. And I don't want to belittle somebody or talk bad about them. I'm hoping that, you know, there's more coming and people learn as they go. And sometimes people are newbies to even being Indian, but didn't know they were Indian until they joined AIM. Yeah. I've seen a whole bunch of that. Suddenly they went home and these women got on a sewing machine and started buying buying ribbon skirts, and Indians, they started braiding their hair, you know, started looking Indian, you know, but they weren't this way 5 years ago until they joined AIM.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe down the line, they will learn something, and hope they do. But I really encourage,
country, I always talk about these people that find out later on that they're Indian. They never lived Indian. They haven't been Indian. But yet they know they're Indian. You know, those type of people, they got to go and live in these prison camps that we lived on, that we were raised on. And then understand what these people are went through. And that are still going through. Because it's not easy being Indian. And that's, you know, like you were saying, back in, you know, after 73, I'm kind of glad American Indian Movement was born, because we paid a big price for being Lakota back in the day. You know, we was beat up by our own kind. They kicked the shit out of us because we had long hair. We didn't look like them, you know. So they tortured us. They persecuted us. They did everything in the books, trying to be Washita. And we were Lakota. We had no choice, you know. We was bone arrow, you know. And when people started realizing the Indians, we own this land. This is our land. Then people started wising it up. Now all these Washitus, all these Hasapas, all these Prechokanuskas, now they all want to be native, see? Because they know we belong. And they claim that. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, you know. Now the Cherokee people are copying what we went through down there, and they're, you know, they're making noise now, the Cherokee people. And then they got some Cherokee Nation. They claim Cherokee, but they're not enrolled. But they got a big old following on. One will be Indians, you know, trying to be Indian. And here we are, you know. And these guys claiming this, they should go back and really live amongst their people for a while to understand what they go through, to understand how they live, who they are. That's how you find out. And that's why I say 73 wouldn't have happened without Raymond Yelverton or Minnesota, the things they were doing to Indian people. These people with these radio shows, they got to remember those things. They got to put it out there. And they're still treating us that way. You know,
We're talking about Cherokee. Let's listen to how a Cherokee sounds, okay?
Okay. Here's okay. Chief, you are here because?
I just come up to see what Reddy is doing on your show and tell you that there's a lot of things happening now and in the country, and I've heard more here today that I hadn't heard in a long time. I am the chief of the Eastern Cherokees. Mm-hmm. We live on reservation because it's our choice. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, our land was taken from us. Part of our tribe was marched to Oklahoma, the Cherokee Nation. We actually bought our land back from the state of North Carolina.
Now, I understand that you also have a business and you all produce some of those tomahawks and things?
Not only tomahawks. We have a plant that's been in operation for about 45 years. It produces, about 300 different items. We employ about 300 people year-round from that plant. Mm-hmm. We also have two other plants on our reservation that the tribe put together themselves that we employ our people. Mm-hmm. I've heard from the panel and from the audience about racism, about poverty. I'll tell you, and about the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is a nasty word to be said in the Indian country. But the Bureau wouldn't be there if we didn't let them be there. Matter of fact,
point I wanted you to address specifically was whether or not you felt that the mascots and all the things that you produce are offensive.
Not to our tribe, they're not. They can moan and groan all they want to, but I laughed all the way to the bank. we make the Tommy Hawk. Last year, we was going to lay off a few people from our plant. When it got where the Braves looked like they was going to get into the playoffs, we sold about 500,000 additional Tommy.
Okay, I just wanted you to hear part of it. Of course, these Cherokees, we're fighting, protesting against the mascots. These Cherokees are the ones sell all the material for these
regalia,
people that the tomahawks and stuff they use for Washington Redskins and all that. The Cherokees are the ones doing that, you know. And like he said, we can gripe all we want, but he laughs all the way to the bank, and then he gets all this applause behind him. But you see, that's a Cherokee talking, and that's what I wanted to point out, the difference between us and them is obvious, right? Anybody that tuned in, if you're in Europe, Australia, we have people, New Caledonia by New Zealand tuned in, and people all over tune in to us. When they hear that guy talking and hear me and you talking, who they gonna listen to? They're gonna turn this guy off because they see obviously he's a wannabe, like you call it, you know. And if another guy, if another person wants to have an AIM radio show or represent indigenous people, and he starts sounding like this Cherokee guy, they're gonna turn off from them. Because actually, I mean, we got a lot of haters, Tanshi. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
We got people calling down all the time just to get on our case, you know. But like some guy said, you know, at least you guys are real indigenous, you know. Because I told him, I said, we're not. Go ahead.
You know, Tanshi, you know, speaking of what this guy said, you know, if you're real Cherokee, why do you have to buy the land back from, you know, that don't sound right. You know, we bought our land back. To me, he's a Washitu.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be Indian because it's ours. If you're Cherokee, you shouldn't have to pay for it. It's yours. And you do anything because it's your land, you won't buy it, you know. What's wrong with these Indian? You know, what's wrong with these Cherokee people? See, and that to me, that Washitus, they're Washitu people. You know, they don't understand. It's all about capital. The mother's God. They're worshiping money, just like these Washitus. They don't care about Mutimakar, the money. You know. The money wakun, the water.
Yeah.
You know, they don't think about that. Money is wakun. Every one of us, we need water to survive. But the Washitu, they don't think about that. They don't think that way.
That's why,
this guy's one of them. Yeah.
That's why I encourage to other people. I was happy to see that this one radio show, and there used to be a couple other ones, but like I said, they don't last long. Sometimes they fall out within a year. They sound good for, you know, and I wish they didn't do that. There was one in Navajo country, you know, and I like to see them. They learn as you go, and I don't expect people in California or Chicago or some other big city that's representing natives on the radio show way over there to sound Indian when you're around Washitu every day, you know, and you're rubbing shoulders with them every day. You're walking the streets with them every day. You turn on the TV, like in LA, KTLA and all them, LA, TVs, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to represent the indigenous people. But, you know, L.A. would wake up. They have the biggest indigenous nation in the country there. But they all think they're Mexican or they think they're something else, you know. They don't want to own up to their indigenous side. You know, when they talk Spanish, they say, yeah, that's my language, you say. You know, I speak in my language, you know. You know, hablar español, they say, you know. And, you know, I understand that pride there because I grew up with it. I lived in Southern California. You know, we were over there because of relocation, you know? And I don't want to go off in that story because we'll run off into another hour of that. But, you know, I understand this. So I'm proud when I see that somebody takes the reins over there. But I just, my message to them is I hope they do it with indigenous pride and forget the American. Rub that down, you know, get that out of your brain. You're not American. If you're representing the American Indian Movement, the name American in front of Indian Movement, Russell Means and all them, use that to rub in the Wasichu's face, because the Wasichu didn't want us to be American. You see, they didn't want, they hated it. They hated it. They only used us to slap clothes on us and send us to their wars to protect their ass. These original AIM guys, that's why they did that. The American Indian Movement, they did the American to rub it in their face. And, yeah, it would be nice to change that, because I don't like the name American, but yet we're still rubbing it in their face. But rubbing it in their face and being like them, hey, you know what? Let me, are you ready for this? Looks like the host of this radio show is here. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's happening here. Hey, 619, your host, the Indigenous Voices, who are we speaking to?
Yes, that's me. My name is Tariq Asfar. How are you doing?
Who? What's your name again?
My name is Tariq Asfar. My older brother is Kanupa from the Strongheart Warriors Society, and I host the show Indigenous Voices of People, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Oh, all right. San Diego, huh? Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, like we were saying, I'm glad you guys are doing something down there. And you might have picked up, sound like we're doing some criticizing over here, but it's not criticizing. It's we're hoping, like you and others, that you be the voice of the indigenous nations.
Let me say something to all of you who are listening today, okay? For the last few years, ever since George Floyd protest happened, okay, there was last year the Kumaye people had a problem with the wall, the Trump wall going through the ancestors' tribal land. So we went to that wall. While I was over there, I saw a lady with a patch of ink on her chest, on her patch. So when I asked her, you know what I mean, are you part of the American Indian Movement? She goes, no, I am part of the Autonomous American Movement. So when I asked her even to elaborate more, you know what I mean? That's when I called Kanupa, the headsman of the Strongheart Warrior Society, who Kanupa to be the bodyguard of Uncle Russell Means, God rest his soul, you know what I mean, to get me all the phone numbers for the AIM leadership. So I started contacting every person for AIM. So when I told them who I was, I'm part of the Strongheart Warrior Society in San Diego, and everybody knows here in San Diego, all the Brown Berets and all the Mexicano people, they know, you know, we represent them and we stand strong. So when I was checking with all the American Indian Movement who the leadership was, they gave me some phone number that I talked to him, and he goes, well, we have nothing to do anything with Southern California no more because something happened, separation or whatnot. And I said, okay, if you guys are separating yourself from Southern California, it means nobody is out here representing indigenous people but Strongheart Warrior Society then. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And he goes, well, something happened. Whoever was in the leadership, you know, in Southern California. And I said, so basically all the indigenous people are on their own. Nobody to voice their
people. Let me cut in right there right now, because I'm glad you brought that up. It's really interesting. And that's with this radio show. You're talking about GGC.
Yeah.
They're the ones started telling people who can do this and who can do that, who can run wear an AIM patch and all that. This show started out with with GGC support, you know, and then as we went along, we seen how racist they were to other Indians. Anyway, long story short, the people you're talking about, what you said, I probably don't know who that voice is. And we, you know, like you said, autonomous AIM. We don't care. The American Indian Movement is way bigger than GGC. GGC went over and got credentials from the U.S. government, trademarks and all that, behind the backs of Russell Means and a lot of other people. They went over and trademarked all this behind everybody's back. And then, which was in their, they had good intent. It was to make things legal, you know, and they legalized the, you know, the logo and all that. Well, who made the logo? Who made all this stuff? Anyway, long story short, then they got all big-headed and started telling who can have the wear the logo, who can wear AIM patch, and who can do this and who can do that, and who can have a AIM chapter and who can't have an AIM chapter. And a point like what you said in San Diego, the issue with San Diego, I'm pretty aware of that. And that during that time, that was when I myself started telling them, hey, you guys are full of crap. Anyway, long story short, they said we were talking too much Lakota. They weren't going to be on our radio show no more. And they even tried to boycott and call around and tell people don't listen to us. I don't care. You know, I don't care. Because to me, when you went over there to the Americans and got trademarked and got all that, what you did was made it possible for any other group to open up an AIM chapter and say, if you don't let me, I'll file discrimination on you. When the government owns you, like they own the GGC, they can get you for discrimination. Even if a bunch of black guys say, I want to have an AIM chapter, or a bunch of Oriental guys, I want to have an AIM chapter. You can't tell them no. So what use is that? Anyway, you see my point, and I wanted you to understand that I'm on the same page as what you were talking about.
It takes everybody to make American Indian Movement. Leonard Crowell used to say that. You know?
Yep. You know, just and Phillips on here from AIM Ohio, he's on the line too, and I don't know who else is on. Oh, Jennifer Blackout, she's on. A lot of times people call in and just listen, but they're here, you know, they're tuned in.
This, you know, when you look at what GGC is trying to do, and they're trying to control that. They're trying to be Washita about everything. You know, That's what I always used to tell them. Tell all these people, go talk to Leonard Krodog when he was alive. He always had this, it takes all of us. American Indian movement is all of us. It's not just one person, or it's not an organization. It's all of us. And that's what these guys down in Southern California got to look at, see? And the GGC, like you were saying, they're setting themselves up. You know, what are they thinking? You know,
well, they don't have no support of. They don't have support of GGC. Don't have support of 90% of the American Indian movement, or maybe more than that. They only have their few little chapters.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good thing that those guys down in Southern Cal are doing what they're doing. Me, myself, I'm all for it. You know,
yep.
Represent the Indian. Represent it the way it's supposed to. Tell the truth. Don't hide. Don't try to be Washitu. Don't try to sell this Washitu stuff. Tell the truth of what's going on with Native Americans. Real people of this country. Don't whitewash the stuff, you know. Look at what these Washitus are doing. They don't want history to be taught in these schools anymore. We're the ones that are putting it out there now, you know, because of what these racist white people are doing. And yet our own people like GGC coming after us, they ought to be helping us. You know, instead they're over there sitting having Zoom meetings and trying to be Washitu, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I second that and I third that and this goes into motion over here and that one there.
Dump,
you know.
They got awards from the sheriff's department.
Yeah,
you know,
getting patted on the back by the sheriff's department. You know, come on, man. You know that's enemy. That's the reason why American Indian Movement started, and they're buddies with them now.
Yeah.
And what next?
We ain't started because the way to go ahead.
That's why nobody here in Southern California, especially in San Diego, take them seriously.
Okay.
Everybody knows
that's
that
good
about them.
Okay. That's good you said them. Keep that in mind, them. Because we're not them, you know.
We're not them. We're far from that.
Those guys can't even talk their own language. The guy you're talking about, as a matter of fact, the guy you're talking about sounds like some guy I know. He's not here no more, but he could talk Spanish pretty damn good, because I talked to him in Spanish, you know, just messing with him, you know. And then he's gonna get mad because we talk Lakota, you know what I mean? and you know. But yet, this guy and the American Indian Movement, the way the GGC puts it, is you got to have tribal affiliation. Well, they don't even have tribal affiliation. This guy didn't. You know, a couple of them are Chippewas or Ojibways or whatever. They got some chapters over here and there and some people that became Indian 5 years ago. The American Indian Movement, all the ones I know, all the ones I was raised around, been AIM all their life. Like me and Bimber, we're pretty damn, we're young, but pretty damn old. So, but a lot of these guys started like 5-10 years ago.
Pretty damn old.
A lot of the Amsters we know, you know, been around, they were around in the 70s and 60s and, you know, like that. They're still, you know, and it was really shocking when we got into it with them. And then at Wounded Knee at Memorial a couple years ago, GDC pouted, wouldn't even show up. And they carry a chanupa that was given to them that was blessed by Lakota. They're supposed to bring that chanupa.
That's why I checked here when we were during the at the wall at the indigenous protest, you know what I mean? I called Canupa immediately, and I asked them, Canupa, who is this autonomous AIM? Who are they? And he told me straight to my face, it's a bunch of half-breeds, you know what I mean, claiming to be the original AIM. He goes, don't trust them. I said, no, I don't trust anybody, you know what I mean? But they were over here causing confusion among the protesters that they were representing AIM, you know what I mean? And mind you, I'm Palestinian, so I'm one of the biggest big voices for the Palestinian community here in San Diego. And I was telling our Palestinian leadership, hey, these guys are not the original AIM that you know from before what Uncle Russell means. These guys are like a knockoff, a bunch of white people, half-breeds, because they were giving a lot of misinformation. And luckily, I have a source, which is my older brother, Canupa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate, you know, your voice, and I believe what you say. And I'm glad you stopped in here. And, you know, and I hope you don't feel no offense to anything we say. Because,
I have no offense. It's your land. It's your land.
Yeah,
Turtle Island is your land. It's your homeland. You have the right to, you know, represent your homeland. And you have the right to call out any white person or half-breed, you know what I mean, who's using the American Indian name. You have that right. I'm not offended. I'm happy called this show, you know what I mean, to clarify exactly what's happening here in Southern California.
Nice. You know, tell that guy, you know, me myself, I supported Errol Pat. Errol Pat was a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's Palestinian. More power to him, you know. Welcome to our country.
Yeah, Errol Pat was the man, you know. And the American government went and murdered all these people. You know, Gaddafi, everybody that had peaceful intent over there, they murdered them, and they kept all the villains, you know. And they're one of the last holdout is that Syrian president hanging on by a butt here, you know. And they're doing that down in Venezuela. You know, they're doing that in Iran. Yep. They're trying to get rid of, you know, they want, and now they got Ukraine and Russia at each other's throats, you know, and people don't know the whole story about anything. The thing about it, I'm bad with names. I want to write your name down so I don't forget it. What is your name again?
Sure. My name is Tari.
Tari.
T-A-R-E-Q.
Tariq.
Tari.
Oh, Tariq. Okay.
Yep.
That's good enough. I can remember that, Tariq. Well, Tariq, the important thing is, you know, this radio show, we call it the Voice Indigenous Nation. It doesn't just necessarily mean... It means you too, Palestinians. It means the Aborigines in Australia, New Zealand, all over the world, you know, because the indigenous people are a very large group of people that the Washitu hate. They want to get rid of us. They're after Palestinians. They like you know, And I don't agree with what they do over there. I mean, I admired Palestinians fighting them, fighting Israel. They had slingshots,
yep.
And Israel had big jets, American jets. You see,
yep.
That's the heart of people. You know, our people was the same. We fought the government with nothing. At Wounded Knee 1973, these guys had little bitty single-shot 22s. The government was sitting out there in armored vehicles, you know. And, you know.
Shotgun.
You know. Yeah.
Double.
Yeah, you know. The, but the purpose, what I, you know, we started this evening was because I would like to see, and I'm just one person, more voice out there with agreement on the same page like we are, you know, and you appear to be one of those voices, you know. I was talking about another radio show in Orange County, AIM radio show. And they were kind of representing AIM, but yet in an American fashion, because when you live in the world over there, you end up letting all that rub into you. And the being in the American Indian Movement, I would hope that that would revert you back to your indigenous cause and your indigenous way of life, and understand that it's only been 246 years since the Americans named this the U.S. or whatever. They made their own passports, their own IDs and all that, their own money. You know what I mean? It's only been 246 years. So what grants them the privilege of being world leaders? Why the hell, when we have millions of indigenous people in this country that call themselves Mexicans, but don't want to stand up and represent the indigenous people? I'm proud of the Brown Berets and these other groups that broke off and started understanding their Azteca,
yeah.
their bloodlines from, you know, there's full-blood Indians down in Mexico. Man, you see them, you know, just like us. They barely grow hair, you know, browner than how their baby, all our babies look alike, just like in Peru and Amazon and all over.
Yeah,
you know?
my ex-wife who was full-blooded Indian. The issue is my ex-wife was a full-blooded Indian from Mexico, but the problem is she was colonized by the church.
Yeah,
and her mind went 100% for the church, white church. Actually,
yeah.
The self-made Pentecostal church.
That's a big problem.
Yeah,
and I had to educate her about her indigenous people. The only thing why I married her, because I loved her culture. I loved her people. But the problem is she was so damn brainwashed by this white Pentecostal movement that I lost her. I lost her to the church because the church tried their best to indoctrinate me, and I told them, you know something?
Yeah.
You are creating your own religion from a Mickey Mouse Hollywood scripture, you know what I mean? That you believe in nonsense, and guess what? What did they do to me? They called the police on me. What did they do? They called the FBI on me. They called every law enforcement agency on me because I told them straight to their face that you are not able to indoctrinate somebody who is from the Holy Land, that Jesus Christ belongs to our tribe, you know what I mean? And you're trying to create a movie on the rest of the people saying that he's God or the Son of God or this Mickey Mouse theater. And that's what I told them.
Well, you know, like I said, I myself don't even know if there was a Jesus Christ. I only know because they told me. And I don't believe everything anybody tells me. So as far as I'm concerned,
I told
they made
I
that
said
up too.
That, it doesn't make sense.
They made it up.
It's Kershi. Kershi, the thing about this Jesus Christ stuff is even if he was real, they're the ones that feared him and then they killed him. Then after they killed him, then they said he was a holy man. And they use him. They use him to kill other people. It don't make sense to me. Why is he all of a sudden holy? And they use him to kill people. See, in his name. What
the
is
father,
that about?
The father of Christianity is not Jesus. Everybody knows who the father of who the father of Christianity is. It's Saul of Tarsus, which is Saint Paul. Everybody knows this imposter. We know our, as an indigenous Palestinian, which I have family members who are Jews and Muslim in the same family bloodline, you know what I mean? And we know the imposter who it was. Everybody knows who the imposter was, you know what I mean? And when I went before the church, and I told them, you guys took out the original scriptures by Rome, by Emperor Constantine, and then later on with the white cracker himself, Martin Luther, you know what I mean? You guys stole our scriptures and made it your own.
We know. You know, Tarek, I agree with you because, like you said, we ain't from there. I ain't from there. So I don't know nothing. And to get me to believe something about something, I got to, you know, it's hard. Because before Columbus came over here, our people never heard that stories. They never heard none of them stories about Bible
because
the
people,
Far East.
The problem is our people, our own people, our people are our worst enemy. Why? Because they are so damn scared, you know what I mean? That's one, they're scared. Two, they don't believe in the great mystery, or they don't believe in, you know, the great prophet. So guess what? They just look the other way and don't tell the truth.
Yep. that's the way it is. You know, they started changing the Bible to 500 different chapters or whatever. You know what? I was in prison. So I was slammed down in the hole. And when you mess up in the hole, they got a deeper hole to put you in. They call them the boxcars. So I was in the boxcars. In the boxcars, you don't get nothing except the Bible. So
the King James version.
I read that. I don't even know what version, but I read that Bible, you know. And it kind of got interesting because it got interesting like a story. Since I didn't have any of them James Bond books or Harold Robinson books or Lewis Lamar books. The Bible was all I had. So I started reading it like I read anything else. And I started picking a story up out of it and I started reading it, you know, and I went through it. All it was to me was a book. It wasn't a guideline of how to live. Like, you hear these guys say, verse, blah, blah, chapter, this says this. They use these verses to direct to how to live. I didn't see that. I didn't see that Bible directing nobody how to live. All it did was tell people a story. It tell people a story, you know, of
what
of,
the Catholics
this
did,
guy
did. What the Catholics did and what Martin Luther did, both of these two, and Paul and Peter, they weaponized the Bible to as a manual to control people. That's all they did. Because the original scriptures that we have, okay, and Palestine and Jerusalem is not 66 books. We have over maybe 300 books. But everybody's time, we have all the scriptures. We have all the people, all the references, and that's why when I broke my silence 2 years ago, and I told everybody here from the Chaldean ministry and the Jerusalem ministry and the Orthodox ministry, I said, you know something? I'm going to break my silence. And they go, no, don't break your silence. You're going to confuse people. I said, no, the people have the right to know the truth. That's it. You know what I mean? Because what Christian, this white Christian fundamentalism is doing is killing people around the world. We're losing people every day in Africa because they are following what these white nationalists are doing. They're taking the Bible, you know, their version of the Bible. It's not only indigenous people who suffered at the hands of Columbus. No, they're suffering more now in Africa, and it's causing turmoil over turmoil. But the beautiful part is, after many of us, after George, rest in peace, George Floyd protest, everything is coming to the light. And when we do our radio show, Indigenous Voices of People, it's not only a block talk radio. No, we take a further step. We have our own satellite system that slingshot the message to all the people in Africa and the Middle East. So the indigenous people of Turtle Island have their voices heard overseas. This is how we do it. So it's not only Turtle Island anymore. So when
we have our radio shows,
everybody knows what's going on.
Well, you know, let me jump in here because I say I'm proud of you for doing that. And I'm proud that you're able to do that too. Just like this radio show I listened to today, they had a lot more, I guess you could say, they had a lot more money put into what they were doing. And, you know, us, we're just supporting this, you know. But we would like to have a big satellite out there, you know, doing that. We would like to have this and that. But we ain't never going to get that. You know why?
Yes,
because
I know
why. Because we ain't going to ask. Why? Tell me why.
I'll tell you why, exactly. Because over here for the last 20 years.
Tell me why we're not going to.
Let me tell you why. For the last 20 years, I've been over here. I've been trying to start a radio station, a public radio station, and they don't want me to have a voice either. Because it's all controlled. They want to control the information.
No, that ain't why I don't have, we don't have this.
Why?
See, we don't have it. We don't have it because we won't ask for it. You know why we don't want to ask for nothing? We don't want to hustle for this or that. Because once we do that, because it happened before, people donated to our radio show or our cause. The minute they do that, they come over and say, why, you should do it at 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock, and you should quit using that word Wasichu, and you should quit. And then they start wanting to tell us how to do it. So we like
you
just
know what
being
I tell
poor
them?
Ass
kiss
Indians.
My ass. Excuse
yeah,
my French,
well,
but
what...
I tell them go kiss my ass.
But listen, Tarek,
yeah,
I don't need tell them that. I don't need to tell them that. I just won't go there. And for that reason, we're going to always be Unshika. You know, we're always going to be like that. But, of course, maybe it would turn into something where, you know, technology will offer us something bigger for cheaper or someplace down the line. But I don't do that. That's why we're not. Edit. No other reason. You know, the only reason we're simple here and we stay simple, and we got listeners, people calling from Russia, from Germany, from you know, New Caledonia or Australia or Greece. You know, we've had Italy and even Venezuela. We've had calling, so people tune into us. You know, I manage a 100,000-watt radio station, and I worked for another one, development. And we were getting like 100,000 listeners, but only in a certain area, because those 100,000 radio, 100,000-watt radio, they only cover a certain distance, 50 miles, 100 miles on a good day. Talking
yeah.
to the same brick wall. With this internet radio show, this blog show, we don't have a lot of listeners, but I track them down. They're from all over the world, the ones that do tune in. And our voice is heard over there. And there's one where our radio show is translated into Russian. And they pirated the blog talk, this radio show, and put Russian translation, and they got their own website for people over there. So I don't know how many people, and of course they don't understand English, but they got it translated. So when your voice is worth being translated, 2 hours of talk translated, that's a lot of work. That means you're reaching out someplace. And, you know, even like Wimber, you know, he's Lakota, he's a pure Lakota speaker. Some of us lost a lot of our language, but Wimber's born and he has it. So we have him here, and he got him a fan base, you know, because they figured out that we're not totally lost and wiped off the earth.
Yeah.
And this radio show here proves that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wimber prays in Lakota. We, you know, sometimes we have Lakota speakers on. And, you know, I'm going to turn somebody else on real quick, all right? Hold on. John.
Okay. I can't listen to what you talking now. The chalk is a flower, a kile, a wugra, a kile. We choke a oyateki, wobbles the shuta oispe. Hoyunka, taku nohu naha lila, wopilat hunka ewaki, naha. Toshka waki rimber, hey, isha ewaki, oaste. Lila ota le ogalalo wanki tima lila oyato kit hop in a hachti kaki shapi. Chai chuha oyate kilena lila taku waki po kile echa wabreze lila ota ektu japi. Nuhuk makhashi na kiukam na ikpeon kiapi. Waneto upanhe ake usia wahiuta kena. Oksila kile echa toskawa ki chanupa kha mani kile he insha ewaki takto khunkilila ota hena echa ihaka mnazim na wanka bhanta takomani taku thoksakte kile ukte na hena isha iwogra kaki le wak sa pe suta hena la khoti opik le na yu hakte na toni hetsu se ektu japnio un la khota na wi choy kle na wa khampi kapi hetsu se o khrate un kichaga na lila wota wana makhashi na kyun kapi as inehasni lechus e ptalo un kina dibna o khantula lechus e wongla kapi na tona hoch oyaki bhanta wa kometa kepe ake taku thoksa kilena uk teki le mela has katha oap kile wa shichu kilena ka khuriu ya piki he wana khaina hinaji pe makhochi un kitropi ake khesa pa kilena thuma hyukte na yushichokte as tu any hetsus I wogla kisni ila ota I pach yapina takule na maska hena ai kwa ko ki hetsus de etu apina oya te o ki tropi ektu japi wa khaja kle na lo chipi na pet hu khina isha che api yoksicha as tu any hetsus etu ho khoska wa ki le chanu paglo hamani kle Le chala ke se apeto akhota ha lila ota taku wagleksu ki hena tukse ichu ki hena agli no yatilina uicha ke he wopila khanke wakie na isha o khansula wanzi yu ha hoksila ki he le chala ke se wogla ke kile isha wo abre se suta o espena Jesus e chanu pa wokie yung khata akulena ichu pik lila umos te asna Lila watus atimai blable na hesuse oichokina. Nisha, wopila atranki itchitje. Ampeto wanzi lechus eptala, ya kawintona. Lechus e warlock hotak e chano bhanta ta komuni taku kas yehoni. Naha, toskawa ki vember ki he isha. Lila nahakti la kota woyekna ki oispe. Na ewaki, ewaske. E hane hesuse e unkisa. Naha, bahasi zipa na lecho atiki usne ak kolaki lina na koskawa lina ata wawang ma upi na oma ki api. He on lechus en na hakti niwa on naha. Toske lena toku ske lena un pas nong teki lena echa hechus I wungra kapi. Cha wopila atranke I chichap. Hona hunki le maku ki wopila atranke I chichap.
He said to do all these things together, and then he said in the future, he said that everything will work out if we do it all together and understand this way of life. He said, we're losing a lot of people. And he said that the Chalupa, he said, listen to that and what it does. And he said, we could go along. We'll learn a lot of things and we'll go a long way. Without it, he said, we're not going to progress. In other words, we're going to be Washichu. That's gone.
Right.
So
we buried Sam Highcrane today, you know?
Yeah. Lakota speaker there.
And,
you know, Lechi.
Yeah, Sam Highcrane, you know? And he's our relative. I used to drive around with him. He used to come pick me up in a pickup truck and take me out there because sometimes he'd want some company or something, you know. And
yeah,
he showed me the land, you know, showed me Pejuta, you know. He knew where all the old relatives live. And, you know, anyway, he buried him today. Today was his funeral.
God.
Yeah. So
that's the sad part of these like what he's saying. You got to learn these ways. You got to do these things and keep it going. And he said, that's the only way that we're gonna survive. We're gonna progress. He said, because he said, you gotta listen and you gotta pay attention and do these things. And he said, that's the future that Chinupa belongs to us. And he said, that's how we're gonna survive. And that, you know, and he's not the only one that says this. See, there's once we lose the language and we lose this way of life, you know, who are we? See, we're just going to be red white men. That's, you know, that's the difference between being Lakota and being Washichu. You know, is we have a way of life. The Washichu doesn't. He's got no spirit. We do. We have a spirit. And as long as that Chinupa's there, we have that. The minute we turn to something like this Bible, then it's over. We have a foundation, us guys. Washichus don't. That's why theirs is all made up.
Yep.
Ours
isn't.
You know,
and that's what he's talking about. That's what he's telling us. And he said he wants the people to know.
Tashi is the last. He is one of the reasons, and I'm glad, and I thank him. You know, and I thank him for this. He's the reason why we got rid of GGC.
Yeah.
Because GGC didn't like it when he came on the talking Lakota, and when you and him talked Lakota, they didn't like it. And nobody should be offended. This is Indigenous radio show.
You know,
and that's an honor.
That's the thing. Any Indigenous language, anything that belongs to Ujimaka, is a God, a given gift, and it should be accepted with the open mind and open heart. People like those guys. They're trying to be Washington. They're trying to push this Christianity up on us. That's how Christians do it. We don't do that. We're the Lakota people. We're respectable people. And that's why I say, when they say that we were killing each other and all this before they came, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of, they're liars. They're trying to make us savages, which we ain't. And our way of life proves that we ain't savages. Every language, Native American language in America here, so-called the fatherland here, should be welcome in any Indigenous radio station. They should let those people talk because there's people out there that understand them.
Yeah, just, you know, Tashi, that's why I appreciate our little way of doing stuff. That's why I appreciate this, because you know what? Those other guys, they mean nothing. And it's not their fault they don't have their own language. But what is their fault is they don't have their own language. They should appreciate the people that do. And they should have.
Yeah.
Welcome this instead of telling, saying we're disrespectful to other tribes. When it was never meant that way.
I'm going to tell you something. The Lakota language, we don't have an evil word in that language at all. There is no bad language in the Lakota language, period. There's no nastiness. There's nothing bad. There's no evil there. Our language is pure. It's the Washichu, the bastard language. The Washichu, English.
Barbaric.
That's American. They're the evil one. Our language is pure because it was given to us by Wakantunka. So there's no bad about our language. And any Indigenous language, any Native language is the same way. So these people that go against that, to me, are evil Washichu Americans. They're not any different. They're brainwashed. It's like these Washichus.
It's like
they want to be
Washichu. It's like the only language that uses the F word is English.
Yeah.
You know, and And then the Spaniards say, chinga tu madre, ese, tu eres puto,
yeah.
You know, and they got dirty language. That's another European language, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like we didn't even have a word for ugly, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
So our kids can't make, if you don't have a word for ugly, how are you going to make fun of people? We don't,
yeah.
In other words, our logic. There's nothing ugly, you know?
Yeah.
They had all these kids go to the zoo, and these little kids were looking at the ape, and, oh, he's ugly. All these other kids were calling this ape ugly. And little Lakota girl said, oh, he's so cute. Lakota girl said he was cute, you know? Because we don't have a word. We only see cute and beauty in everything, you know.
Yep.
But when you have a language that has all this bad stuff in it, then you become disrespectful. Just like when we had the guy on the radio show, these Washitu come on the radio show. When they don't get their way, what do they start doing? They start using the F word. They start, one of them saying, take it in the, you know, they started cussing on the radio show, you know. So, anyway, Philip.
Yeah.
So give us some feedback.
I'm really liking the show right now. He definitely hit on a lot of points that I've said in the past, too, about Christianity, and it's all a big farce, you know. My thoughts on it are it's spiritual appropriation, you know, and that's what their culture seems to be, is that, you know, Washitu culture is appropriate other people's shit. No matter what it is, appropriate other people's shit.
Hey, Philip, let me ask Jennifer Blackout's on the line too, and I know she just likes to listen, but Jennifer, you know, you're a Lakota woman. We need to hear something, you know? Just give us something, you know. I understand you always listen, but, you know, you have an opinion and a voice, too. And you're a Lakota woman, Jennifer Blackout.
I understand the spiritual genocide that was, you know, pressed on our people. And to this day, modern times, our Native people get on Facebook and start posting all these Christian, you know, memes and all these things. And I kind of step on toes or ego or kind of get them try to rethink what they're doing, that they're colonized and that they're a product of spiritual genocide. And that, you know, to really look at that Christian, it's a brainwashing technique that they use. And I tell them my own story, that I was there myself, and that I understand how you can really get caught up with all that nonsense. And, you know, I've had people inbox me really bad stuff. But there was this one, he was with the Native NAC, and he thought that we would have something in common because I have that also on my thing. And but the problem is that, yeah, my dad was also a peyote roadman and also more world renowned as a medicine man. But I told him, I said, you know, this Native American church, I said, it was designed to camouflage, appease the priest that came to incorporate the Bible so it wasn't so intimidating, because when the American Indian Freedom of Religious Act was established in 1978, a lot of people didn't trust the government, so they incorporated that Bible as part of like a camouflage. And I tried to remind him that that's the reality of how much we tried to, you know, kind of resurface things, but not to intimidate the priests, but to remind our people not to continue. That's not how it goes. I said when my dad conducted COD meetings, it was with the Chinupa. It was not a crossfire. And so there's times that I have to take a step back and redefine, like, how I'm going to talk to them, because I've been there myself. And then, but I was lucky to have had a good biological father that, you know, could talk to the spirits to help guide me back onto the Red Road and understand and get me back on track of what I was born into. So a lot of times when these people come on Facebook, and it gets annoying sometimes because you can't really penetrate. They're so consumed, or they're just so, there's no evidence that we can give them. But I just invite them to ceremonies and hope that sometime that they'll come to know the reality of how the government wanted to destroy our people by making it our own people afraid of our own ceremonies, because we are powerful with our ceremonies, extremely powerful with the ceremonies. And I find a lot of people too lost, and I'm just glad that I found my way back, but I'm still trying to figure out how to help other people like I was able to be helped.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you know what? When I finally got back around, made that big circle, I ran across one of relatives there, Porcupine, and we're in halfway house. And this guy used to always go on top of the hill and feed the spirits. And he used to take me with him. We used to go up there. I used to go up there with him. He'd feed the spirits and sing songs. And this is the man who I thank for everything that I have today, because, you know, we tease each other. I mean, he don't know how valuable he was to me, but he's the one got me back to, you know, where I'm supposed to be, you know, and going to ceremony, sweat, and he took me to Medicine Man, and I ended up sun dancing and the whole nine yards and everything. And I thank this guy for all of this. I mean, he don't know it, you know. He's humble man and don't realize the value he had over my life. And in such a good way. And brought me in, you know, like we all sundance. Remember here, my brother, he's there too in the background. We all sundance for all these years. And I thank all of them, you know, Vember. They brought us back around to where we belong. And we didn't lose it. We never turned into white man, I tell you that much. Me and my brother, we're the furthest thing from a white man, even though we lost our culture. We did turn into white man, you know. We were still hell on wheels. We were still, you know, according to the Washington, they call us terrorists, you know.
Yeah. But these, our relatives gave us back our way of life, our spiritual way. No, we didn't turn Washichu just because we lost some culture, started losing the language and this and that. We didn't go white. But, you know, as time's ticking tonight, you know, I'm glad Lexi John showed up, you know, and I know this thing's, it's frustrating for people, and I wish that all of us understood one language, one indigenous language. I wish none of us spoke English, because like Toshi said, it's a bastard language. And because it's a bastard language, we end up cussing around on this show. You know, when we speak this bastard language, every now and then the F word slips out, or you know,
it has a lot of perverted language.
Yeah.
You know, Kanchi, the only language that has that is all has a lot of perversion. Is, you know, look at the Bible. Look, even there, a lot of perversion in it. That's how evil those people are. See, and like I say, they're the only race of people that I know that killed a guy that was helping his people and doing good for his people. They kill him, then afterwards they use him, make him holy, and then continue killing people. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. Our people ain't like that. Our languages ain't like that. They're the only ones. The bastard Washichu is the only ones that are doing that. But look at the evil that their language has. And they could twist, they could be somewhere and they could twist one little word around and they could make it mean something real mean toward other people. That's how they work.
Yep.
Washichu is the only one that do that. The native languages are pure, honesty, you know. And that's the thing with our way of life. Now, that's why I always say, we Lakota people, Indians, all the native people, we have a Nari, a thing called Nari. That's a spirit. Washichu, they don't have that because they don't know who they are. They don't have a real way of life. They stole it. Where is their culture? Where is their language? Everything that they possess is evil to me. Natives, we ain't
they
like
rubbed
that.
It off on us. That's so bad, Tashi. They rubbed it off on us so bad that our Indian women are using the F word left and right.
Yeah.
They can't even talk without leaving the F word out. Even when they talking to an elderly, when they talk to a unchi, they're using the F word.
Then they have that. Then they belittle each other with that dog word, bitch. They use that. They put that. And I mean, look at the disrespect associated with that English language. And people think it's cool. How evil is that?
You know?
Think about
here's that. Here's another thing. An Indian girl took a picture with her with a middle finger pointed like on top of her head. And this other Indian girl, yeah, that's my sis, man. And I said, you know what that stands for? I said it in a bad way, but because we're here, I'll say, I used the D word. I said, so she's your special sis because she put a pecker on her head. Now she's your sis. Yeah. So I was looking at this Leonard Peltier march of all these Indians standing there flipping the bird to the White House. You know, I don't like to see that.
Yeah.
That's not us. That's not indigenous. Flipping the bird. And when people, and you see an Indian woman all traditional out standing there flipping the bird to Mount Rushmore, and everybody thinks that's so damn cool. Man, you know, my grandma didn't even know what the bird was. She never, she couldn't even bend her fingers that way, because that wasn't her style. You know, I mean, flipping the bird. And this new culture of Indians uses, they're standing there flipping the bird at the White House. Isn't there a better symbol to show your disagreement to the Washington? Yeah, I agree. Use his own language to get to him. But yet, we have to drop down that low just to feed them something back. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bend myself down to their level to let them know.
You know, that fist pump, the power sign, you know, what more do they need, you know? Instead of doing that, you know, that's what I'm saying. These the Americanized, or the way they express themselves, it's all perverted, you know.
Yeah,
and that's how the Washita language is. See, English is a bastard language to me. You know, I speak Lakota. When I communicate with my Lakota people, there's no bad words in it.
When you flip the bird, that stands for the pecker, and the two on each side is the nuts.
Yeah.
Right? So why are women flipping the bird? Why are women flipping the bird when they ain't even got a pecker?
Why are they flipping the pecker?
You know?
Because they're insulting my pecker.
Oh, wow, yeah. poor little pecker got his head down.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, think about it. All these people, Americanized, they're getting more evil as time goes along. You know?
Yeah.
And they think it's cool. That's not cool at all. Lakotanka doesn't like that. You know? But yet, there it is. And that's why I say
was sitting in the hospital.
An evil person.
I was sitting in IHS, and there was two Indian girls with the Unchi there, one on each side of her. And they were both, every time they talked, the F word was coming out. And this Unchi, I could see she felt insulted, you know. But she can't say nothing. You know, it got so bad that there's no way to stop it. If you start trying to stop it, they attack you. And a lot of them work for the tribe. A lot of them work in the hospital. A lot of them work in the school. So they can really hurt you. They can cause you to lose your home or end up in court or have your kid thrown out of school, or even switch your bottles around in the hospital. You know what I mean? That's how evil this is getting. These Indians falling into the Washita way, and they get spiteful, and they get vindictive. They will do anything. Like, come over here and complain because we got some goats or something, you know, and try to start shit that way. You know, they're pets, you know. Well, I ain't going to let them bother me, but I'm just pointing out that's how low they're getting, that they starting to report each other to housing. They're getting thrown out of their houses. That's why I won't live in housing. Because they get thrown out of housing just for telling on each other, you know. And when they have a feud, what do? They're out there saying, F you this, F you that, F. They can't even talk decent no more.
They never do that. way more. I mean, you know,
anyway,
nowadays girls use it more than men.
Yeah, I'm serious. They do, you know. I mean, they use it. If you say one bad thing to them, they're up in your face with the F word, you know. And
you know,
anyway, you know, time is running short here. Go ahead, Toshi.
You know, that's, you know, like nowadays, these kids, when they meet each other, long ago, Toshi, we used to, you know, shake hand and hug each other. Nowadays, they stand there and kind of mug you and say, hey, Epper, what's up? That's the first thing that comes out of their mouth, you know. That, to me, that's not even cool. You know? But they all do it. All these young kids do it now, even girls. And the girls are worse than me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I heard this one girl tell this other girl, hey, bitch, where was you? I was calling you all day, bitch. You know? I said, damn.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's wicked
stuff.
I don't want to hear my daughter talking like that. If I hear my daughter start that, I'm going to be on her case. I tell
they
you
don't
that
do
right
it.
Now.
Do it. No. Yeah.
You know,
my kids don't do how many
they
times have you had this radio show?
Every Saturday night, same time.
Okay, every Saturday night. Okay. What time do you start?
10 o'clock every Saturday night, Central Time. I don't know where you're, California, so it's 8 o'clock your time.
Eight Pacific.
Okay.
And anyway, hey, Wayne, any comments before we go?
Well,
no comments.
Anytime you want to be on the radio, let me know. I'll hold the show
any second. Hold on, Tariq. I was talking to somebody else. Wayne, any comments before we go?
Not tonight. We'll get to it on the next show. Good show tonight, guys.
Well, thank you, Wayne. And Tariq, now's your turn. Any last comments before you go?
No, I was saying, anytime you want to get on any of our shows, you know what I mean, just let us know.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up any second.
Okay, well, I don't even know how to get over there, but you might want to send me a link, you know, or something.
How about this?
You know,
I'll just give you a phone number.
Send it to me, too.
If you hold on, I got your phone number right now. I'll just give you a call, okay?
Yeah.
And Jennifer, any last comments?
No, appreciate everybody's input. Just keep moving forward.
Philip.
Good show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate when you show up.
Yeah. I just want to say it was a really good show tonight. Ask for you guys to keep my father in your thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Well, and yeah, certainly will.
Always in mind.
And Tashi, we only have a couple minutes here, but if you want to invite Lexi in for a conversation for the next 2 minutes, it's going to be short. You know, but I would like him to
part. Good.
Yeah. Well, the clock's going to shut off, and I wanted you to pray before the clock shuts off. You know?
All right. Well,
and, I don't know how you'll do that. All right.
Oh, it's a prayer before we end the show.
Oh,
and we're going to have to go let Xi John. Time is real short, but if you want to give a last word, Atanashi, you could tell him in Lakota. With that, I'm really happy he came, Tashi. You know, I mean, I know, you know, for people, you know, he's elderly to us, you know, Lakota. And it's difficult. Even, you know, like as you can tell, he's on 100%. And to step into these modern ways for a minute, jumping on a radio show for him is a something, you know, for him just to do that. And so we have to respect. I give him that respect because, you know, just for him to be here, to say one word, to give one opinion in the language. He only will talk the language, you know. And I thank him for that. And I'm happy he showed up tonight.
He thanked us for the radio show, too. thanked us for the good words tonight.
And with that, we're going to have to check out, but you guys stay tuned because for next week. And thank you, Jennifer, and everybody.
Suffering to be done. Bye.